This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Olympics host city Tokyo, as well as Thailand and Malaysia, announced a record number of COVID-19 infections on Saturday, mostly driven by the highly transmissible Delta variant of the disease. Cases surged in Sydney, Australia as well, where police closed off the central business district to prevent protest of a strict lockdown that will last until the end of August. Police closed train station, banned taxis from dropping passengers off downtown, and deployed 1,000 officers to set up checkpoints and to disperse groups. Tokyo's metropolitan government announced a record number of 4,058 infections in the past 24 hours, topping 4,000 for the first time. Olympics organizers reported 21 new COVID-19 cases related to the Games, bringing the total to 241 since July 1st. The record comes the day after Japan extended its state of emergency for Tokyo to the end of August, expanding it to three areas near the capital city and in Osaka, considering the recent spikes in infection. Malaysia, one of the hotspots of the disease, reported nearly 18,000 coronavirus cases on Saturday, a record number of infections. More than 100 people gathered in the center of the capital, Kuala Lumpur, expressing dissatisfaction with the government's handling of the pandemic and calling on the prime minister to quit. COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world, according to World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. He said that on Friday, while the U.S. Centers for Disease Control said the variant first detected in India and now dominant across the globe is as contagious as chickenpox and far more contagious than the common cold or flu. This is VOA News. The U.S. military said Saturday the United States Navy is assisting an Israeli-managed oil tanker that was attacked on Thursday off the coast of Oman, adding the ship was most likely hit by a drone strike. The vessel is currently being escorted by the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, according to U.S. Central Command. Israel's foreign minister blamed Iran on Friday for the attack, which killed two crewmen, a British and a Romanian. U.S. and European sources familiar with intelligence reporting said on Friday Iran was their leading suspect for the incident, which a U.S. defense official said appeared to have been carried out by a drone, but stressed their governments were seeking conclusive evidence. With coronavirus deaths rising in Myanmar, allegations are growing from residents and human rights activists that the military government, which seized control in February, is using the pandemic to consolidate power and crush opposition. In the last week, the per capita death rate in Myanmar surpassed those of Indonesia and Malaysia to become the worst in Southeast Asia. The country's crippled healthcare system has rapidly become overwhelmed with new patients sick with COVID-19. Supplies of medical oxygen are running low, and the Myanmar government has restricted its private sale in many places, saying it's trying to prevent hoarding. But that's led to widespread allegation that the stocks are being directed to government supporters and military-run hospitals. At the same time, medical workers have been targeted after spearheading a civil disobedience movement that urged professionals and civil servants not to cooperate with the government, known as the State Administrative Council. The Russian hackers behind the massive SolarWinds cyber espionage campaign broke into the email accounts of some of the most American prominent federal prosecutors' offices around the country last year, the U.S. Justice Department said Friday. It says 80% of Microsoft email accounts used by employees in four U.S. attorney offices in New York were breached. All told, the Justice Department said 27 U.S. attorneys' offices had at least one employee's email account compromised during the hacking campaign. The Justice Department said in a statement it believes the accounts were compromised from May 7th to December 27th, 2020. Such a time frame is notable because the SolarWinds campaign, which infiltrated dozens of private sector companies and think tanks, as well as at least nine U.S. government agencies, was first discovered and publicized in mid-December. And hunger is expected to rise in 23 global hotspots in the next 3 months, with the highest alerts for situations in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region, southern Madagascar, Yemen, South Sudan, and northern Nigeria, according to the United Nations. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.